This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. In the studio with me this morning, we're joined by Patsy Bond, also joined by Hannah Firestone. They're with the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. They're here this morning to talk about an event coming up on November 9th at Jack Casino. It's Dining in the Dark. They'll explain more about it later. It's our pleasure to welcome Patsy and Hannah to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Oh, we're glad to be here. Thanks so much, Rodney.
Doing good, Rodney. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Now, the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. I think from the title, we get a lot of what might be going on there. But tell us about what you do and how you service the community.
Well, Rodney, we're so pleased to have been in the greater Cincinnati area since 1911. So we've been around for more than 100 years, serving people who are blind or visually impaired and trying to find ways to adapt to vision loss. We help people learn daily living skills, learn how to walk with a white cane, use adaptive technology, all of these important things to help them adapt to vision loss.
Now, let's talk about some of the services you provide to those with visual impairments, beginning with children, because I think children may be overlooked in terms of what we think of when we think of visual impairments. Many people may not think about children, and I see both of you nodding your head yes.
You are correct. And, you know, it's really important to know that when a baby is born with vision loss, a lot of times doctors don't really know how much vision they do or don't have. So we have early childhood intervention specialists who work to figure out how much functional vision does a child have, then to really encourage the families to provide emotional support and, of course, adaptive ways to help the child learn to use their other senses and or to use any remaining vision that they may have.
And I would imagine for a young family or a family that has a young child that's born with a visual impairment or born blind, that it's probably important for you guys to let them know that there's hope.
There's a lot of hope. And one of the things that we use is music therapy. So while some kids can do ballet or play soccer, kids who are blind or visually impaired can learn to make music and participate with other kids who have vision loss. They can learn to play instruments. And of course, there's all sorts of therapeutic benefits to music as a motivator for kids that have vision loss.
Okay. And now, Hannah, let me bring you in here now. Let's talk about the low vision services that you provide. What do you guys do there?
So for the low services, you will have someone who does the intake, kind of assess what vision loss you are at, what severity you are at, and from there kind of figure out what you might need to help you adapt to your vision loss. So if anywhere from if you need just large print access, if you want your mail to be read to you, they can get a volunteer to come over, help you read your mail. If you need any sort of magnifying devices to help you read. So basically, they'll figure out what you need and help you get there.
You also offer a program for vision rehabilitation. Explain to us what that is.
Well, you know, vision rehabilitation therapy is basically daily living skills. So imagine that you have severe vision loss or you're blind. How are you going to organize your kitchen? How are you going to cook your meals, clean your house? More importantly, like how are you going to organize your prescriptions, your household cleaners? We help people to find adaptive ways to do anything it is that they're having difficulty doing. So if anyone needs our services, they can always call our main number, which is 513-221-8558. We'll walk you through the services and help you to receive the support that you need.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, we're speaking to Hannah Firestone, also speaking to Patsy Bond. They're with the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. If you would like more information, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation there as well. Now, let's talk about some of the challenges that the blind or visually impaired face that many people may not understand, realize, or recognize.
Yes, so there's really two main issues that are very difficult for people who have a lot of vision loss. The main problem is employment. So there's nationally a 65% unemployment rate for people who have severe vision loss. And this is mostly based on a lack of understanding about people's abilities, right? So we try and employ as many people as we can in our agency. 42% of us are blind or visually impaired. We're providing as much as we can and then teaching people skills and making sure that they have the ability to do things like adaptive technology to be able to do any kind of job. Then the second problem is even related to employment, is how are you going to get to work if you cannot drive? Mm-hmm. So obviously anyone that we're serving is unable to drive because they have a significant vision loss. And that's even with glasses and or any kind of corrective treatment.
Okay, Hannah, anything that you can think of that, you know, some of the things that the challenges that the visually impaired face that people just don't know about, realize or understand?
Yeah, so I think it's definitely some of maybe the cultural aspects of being blind or visually impaired, in the sense that I've gotten the question a lot of times, oh, you work for the Cincinnati Association for the Blind. Do you know sign language? Mm-hmm. Which is just doesn't really make any sense. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the way if you need to guide someone who's blind or visually impaired, the proper way to do that, you're not just dragging them along behind you. You're serving as just a guide for them to follow. They're going to just like hold you right on the elbow. Or, you know, if someone has a service dog, you are not supposed to go up and just start petting their service dog. The service dog is there to do a job. That's not there as a pet for you to enjoy. So I think some of those aspects that people just don't really think of.
So for those that have lost their sight and must adjust to life without their sight, how do you work with them? And how do you work with them? Because it's different from being born blind, but then having to adjust. Let's talk about how you guys work with individuals there at the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
Yeah, I should say actually 63% of the people we serve are over age 65. So like you and I, they've had regular vision all of their lives and they're losing vision due to age-related eye conditions. Mm. So in that way, our low vision services is actually our largest service, and we're prescribing vision aids, which is really important because we have 250 different kind of vision aids and we're teaching people how to use them. Mostly, instead of trying to serve people in groups, what we do is we serve people individually in the community or in their homes, and we're not telling them what we think they need to learn. We're asking, what is it you're having difficulty with, and how can we help you, right? So everybody has their own way of living, and people kind of know the kind of help that they would like. So perhaps they need help learning how to use a computer that talks, or they want to use a computer with large print. Or maybe they need to find a cell phone that they can actually use because they can make it speak, right, instead of trying to read those little tiny numbers. We ask people, what kind of help do you need? And then we have many, many things we can offer.
And for our listeners that would like to reach out, if they would like to help, if they would like to volunteer, do you have volunteer opportunities?
We love our volunteers. We have more than 700 volunteers, many different ways that people can either volunteer from their home as readers or helping someone in their neighborhood go to the grocery store or read their mail. They could read local newspapers into the voicemail system. So we have something called personalized talking print, so people can call in and get information anytime. Or they could come over to our radio station. On a sub-channel, don't worry. We're not competitive, right? It's on a sub-channel. It's called Radio Reading Services. And they could actually be volunteer broadcast readers reading local and national news on the radio.
And again, in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. In the studio with me this morning is Patsy Bond. We're also joined by Hannah Firestone. They're with the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Now, Hannah, you have a very unique event coming up on November 9th. Is that right?
Yes, November 9th at Jack Casino from 6 to 10 p.m.
All right. So this is a very unique event. Tell me why it's so unique.
Very unique. So our event is called Dining in the Dark. From the name, you might be able to guess why it's unique. So during dinner, you will be blindfolded and have to eat your dinner blindfolded. It's a very unique experience. I got to do it last year. It can be very difficult, and you do get the, even if it's just for a second, you kind of get the experience of what it's like to have a visual impairment, what it's like to be blind. You know, you get the plate put down in front of you. You can at least orient yourself as to, my chicken is here on my plate, my mashed potatoes are here, my vegetables are here. But if you think of someone who is blind or visually impaired, they don't even have that opportunity. So it is a very interesting and unique experience. I think a lot of our guests come really love it and really enjoy doing it.
Okay. And so what's the takeaway from most people that attend this event? You know, I'm sure it's a lot of compassion, at least.
A lot of compassion, a lot of empathy. I think also a lot of support for what our agency does. I think they really get an understanding and realize how important it is what we are doing for those who are blind and visually impaired in our community.
Okay. And so you guys have a lot of fun things happening at the event. Let's talk about some of that.
A lot of fun things. So we're going to have a silent auction at the event. We're going to have a live auction. We have some raffles going on, some fun games to play. And the theme is back to the Roaring Twenties this year. So we are encouraging people to come up dressed in theme, but it's not required for entry.
Okay, good. Sounds like a lot of fun. And there's an after party. So if you haven't partied enough during the event, there's an after party, right?
Yes. So we kind of designed the after party as an opportunity for those who might not have the means to come to a fancy gala and spend money to help support our agency as a way to still come and support the agency and just get to know us, get to know who we are. The after party is only $25 ticket. It's being held at Three Points Brewery the same night, November 9th, from 10 to 12. You get two craft beer tickets. We'll have some snacks, and we're carrying over the theme, and you get to do a blindfolded beer tasting contest, and your name can be entered to win a Bengals gift basket.
All right. And if our listeners would like to find out more about Dining in the Dark, how can they find out more?
They can go to www.cincyblind.org. From there, they can buy tickets, find out more details about the event. An individual ticket is $150. You can also buy a table if you want for $1,300.
All right, good. And so I would imagine that if our listeners have any other questions or anything about some of the services that you provide, any questions, I'm sure that they can reach out to you as well.
Yes, they can always call the agency. They'll be directed to the right person, and we can answer any questions they have.
All right, good. Sounds like a fun night.
It is a fun night. Everyone should come out and join us.
All right, very unique. All right, finally this morning, I think it's important for everyone to know that those that are blind or visually impaired, that they can live a full independent life. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, the funny thing is I work with so many people who are blind or visually impaired, and I actually completely forget who can see and who can't see. So the funny thing is people that have been blind all of their lives are extremely well adapted and usually would only need help. Let's say if they moved to a different neighborhood, so they needed to learn a different route with the bus system or with their white cane. Maybe they get a different job and they need to learn a new computer system. Or if someone has low vision, occasionally people's vision change and they need a different level of prescribed magnifiers. But people can really adapt to vision loss and live very, very well.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Thanks for taking time to talk to us this morning. I really do appreciate it. And again, Hannah, if our listeners, if they would like to join you guys for Dining in the Dark on November 9th, how can they find out more information? How can they get their tickets?
Go to www.cincyblind.org, CincyBlind.
All right. And if you go to Facebook, you might find a video of me trying to eat blind. So head there now. It'll be on our Facebook page. Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies. Thanks for taking time.
Thank you. We love it, Rodney. We really appreciate your support.
Again, we've been speaking to Patsy Bond and Hannah Firestone with the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And remember to watch that video of me dining blindfolded. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and like us there. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.